Welcome to the Association of Schools and Colleges of Optometry's podcast series. ASCO will be producing podcasts on the topics pertaining to the field of optometry, being or becoming a doctor of optometry, academic optometry, and more. Today's topic is Why Academic Optometry? And we welcome Dr. Jeffrey D. Perotti, Clinical Associate Professor at Indiana University School of Optometry, and Dr. Nicole Putnam, Assistant Professor at Midwestern University, Arizona College of Optometry. Welcome to you both. Dr. Perotti, there are many fields one can enter in optometry. You can open your own practice, join a group practice, work in the VA, and of course, academic optometry. These are just a few examples. How did you get into a career in academia?
After earning a bachelor's degree in chemistry, I went on and earned a master's in computer science here at IU. Took some time off, and I heard from a friend of mine who was teaching at a well-respected liberal arts college here in Indiana. And they were looking for faculty, and he thought of me. And so I applied and eventually got the position and ended up teaching there for 6 years. After that, I decided to come back to optometry school. My thought process was kind of, after optometry school, I would probably end up back in academia. But before I ended up back in academia, I ended up doing residency, worked with the public health service in Montana and then in Arizona. And then my wife received a pretty nice job offer. A friend of mine who was on the faculty here at the IU School of Optometry asked if I was interested in the position. And of course, at that point in time, I was.
Dr. Putnam, as a faculty member at one of ASCO's 21 schools and colleges of optometry, what sort of qualities or personality traits should a student have who wants to get into academia or teaching?
I think students that really like to and are able to break down problems and jump right in and solve problems, even though they don't have a clear path to an answer, are students that might really thrive and enjoy being in the academic environment. And I think that trying to figure out how to teach students in the best way involves a lot of those same skills, breaking down a problem, finding a different way of explaining things.
I would think that communication and speaking skills would be important as well.
Definitely. Yeah. Not being afraid of getting up in front of a group of people that are all eating on every word, right? So there's a lot of presenting. It's been really great for that, actually, for me. I had not spent a lot of time lecturing before I entered academia. And so definitely, if you enjoy presenting, there's so many opportunities for that in many different forms as well.
And including podcasts.
Including podcasts.
What are some of the advantages to working in academia as opposed to working in a practice? Dr. Perotti.
You can kind of choose your path. You are constantly surrounded by very bright people who change your worldview, who show you different insights into different problems. And that's always exciting. I mean, I love working with my colleagues, both clinically and on the research side. They've taught me a ton over the years. And you know, that kind of learning experience is what I think makes academia wonderful and keeps it exciting.
And Dr. Putnam.
For me, one of the biggest advantages is being on the cutting edge of things, being surrounded by enthusiastic and intelligent people in the field that are always trying to learn new things and find new things to teach and find new ways to teach them. Careers in academic optometry are not just about teaching. They also help create and develop new knowledge through research. And this can range from basic science research, which is kind of laying a foundation. And it also includes clinical and translational research, which bridges that gap and really brings things into the clinic and moves things forward.
What one piece of advice would you give a student of optometry who is considering going into the field of academia?
I think my biggest advice would be to develop and maintain relationships with professors and classmates as early as possible. And this is something that, you know, no matter which field you go into would be good. But I have reached out to a lot of my professors, even ones that I was afraid didn't remember me because I'm teaching similar things. And I remember them doing a cool demo or having some particular tool set or having class notes that I didn't take good enough notes and I didn't understand what I had written. And so I think that, you know, not being afraid to go and reach out to those people is a really good thing to do. And I would advise other people to do that if you did end up going into academia, especially because starting from ground zero with like a lot of books is very difficult. And so having some sort of basis to build your courses off of, and then having, you know, people that you respect to discuss things with that teach similar courses is an amazing resource. So I would say to definitely not be afraid to reach out to those people.
And for both of you, we ask this question at the end of each podcast. What kind of future do you see for doctors of optometry?
Overall, I think the profession itself is well positioned. going forward into the future, there's going to be a large demand for optometrists based on an aging population, based on, of course, current need from a non-aging population, based on the fact that it's a well-respected profession. A number of different journals have spoken very positively about the profession. I think that there's going to be a demand for new students, new doctors over the years, which means that academia is, I think, very well positioned to serve those needs.
And Dr. Putnam, do you see the future as bright?
I definitely think the future of optometry is bright. Everything is growing and expanding and working to make sure that optometrists are at the cutting edge of what they can do. As educators, we're working to ensure that all of our students are prepared to do everything that they could possibly do in the field. You know, if my students are any indication, I think the future is very bright.
Thank you both of you for your time in this ASCO podcast, Why Academic Optometry? For more information, please visit www.opted.org, OPTED.org. For more information.